section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
All right. If you want, do you want to do your thing, please, in front of...
Oh, sure, this one. Coming to you live from Acme, West Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Kentucky Camping, IBWIP News Bulletin, It's Just True, Fudge Mary Kilt, and peering into the eyes of gladness with your co-host, Intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Cleaner!
Welcome everyone to episode, 7,000. Episode 7,000.
Breaking off another thousand.
Yep, we'll do 75 episodes tonight. Actually, it's 205. That's close. I am your host.
Practically the same thing.
Right, exactly. I am your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton, and we're here because some flags are good, some flags are bad.
Is that okay? Gotcha. Is that a reference to the current turmoil of this nation?
Yes, it's way true. Way too traumatic, actually, if you ask me. But this is me. All right, folks.
Also, yellow flags like the Soccer World Cup. Women's final on Sunday.
No one watches that.
No one watches.
The women are in the finals.
No one watches girls play soccer. Believe me. All right, first, he can now legally marry anybody he wants in the state of Illinois. Let's welcome to the show, Locks of Love, Jason.
Because I'm a gay man.
Well, not technically. Remember how funny it was when I used to think that you were gay?
That comes up every once in a while. I just remember it being really funny.
How long did I think you was gay?
Yeah.
2 years.
Wow. Yeah. We'd ask questions, Blake. Were you trying to ask roundabout questions about it?
Yeah, it was the stem of the whole problem. My wife would say, why don't you ask questions? Why don't you ask your friends questions? And I say, because I don't want to be mean or nosy. But then I just thought one of my friends was gay. Because I didn't ask questions. So it's a double-edged sword.
And then you said, hey, why don't I set you up with that girl? And I said, I'm seeing a girl. And you're probably like, bullshit.
I was like, woof, now we know. All right. And my other co-host, as we know, is famous for her stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Her ability to write everything down and remember it. And she's just all-around wonderful. Intern Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank y'all.
Oh, I'm using the wrong thing.
I'm so excited. The news is later.
I'm so excited to do the news. It's later. I wrote nothing for this show. Nothing at all for the show.
You had a busy week, though.
So if it's bad, I just blame you guys.
That's fine. We did all the lifting this week. I will mention, too, that while she doesn't want to be on the mic, my sister is sitting in with the show.
Yes, we are.
She's observing.
We're being evaluated. She has a clipboard. Lots of...
Locks of love.
Little check mark boxes.
Hanging chads.
Yes, from poor to satisfactory. So.
Is this going to be like her final iTunes review at the end? She's going to like put up an iTunes review?
This will be the last show she listens to.
But she said she'd only listen to two.
No, she said she's only laughed twice at the show.
Oh.
Ironically, that's all we've laughed as well.
Anything funny happening on your camping trip?
Well, we went to the great state of Kentucky where my 9-year-old said his initial thing was, do they talk different? And I said, well, yes, they do.
But who all went?
It was me and my wife. My wife. Hello. And Eli and Garrett. And my brother went.
Oh, no.
Yes.
He doesn't listen,
fun?
Right?
No, my
brother
doesn't listen.
Sucks.
He doesn't listen, and it's good because I'm going to talk about his ass on this show.
So what your son's like, do they talk different?
And of course they thought we were going to a different country. They really...
Oh, like talk different language.
Yeah, they were under
still
the...
Kinda, yeah.
Are we going to need to learn new things?
Right. They were under the impression that we were crossing the sea and going to a different country.
Do they not get out of the state much?
They don't go south. They
good. It's a good plan.
Well, it's good that they learned that the country doesn't just stop after Illinois. This was a good age to learn that.
A lot of times they go into Florida and stuff, but
if Jefferson Davis had his way, it would stop at Illinois.
You're right.
All right.
You're right.
Word.
So we packed up the camper, packed up the car, packed up my brother's truck, and he took the boat. His, you know, expensive $35,000 boat that he's had in the water four times, pulling with
his $70,000 truck.
Right? Yes.
Jesus, money bags. Over
yes,
here.
Mr. Moneybags.
Wow.
And it took about 6 hours to get down there with gas stops and food stops.
Not too bad.
Along the way, it didn't start out very well. We got about a half hour down the road, and my son Garrett's like, I got a bloody nose. And like, I looked in the rearview mirror, there's blood coming out of his nose. So Molly was trying to stop that for about an hour.
Jesus.
Oh,
because
no.
It would stop, and then he would pick at his nose or something, and it would start to bleed again.
Gross.
So we got that to stop, and then he said, oh, my tooth came out. So... I was like, I'm not stopping this car unless I need gas. So
was it ready to come out, or was he just losing so much blood that his body's like, we gotta start dumping shit out?
No, he was in the process of losing that tooth anyway. But it was just so funny because it was just like, and you know, Eli's just bouncing off the walls because they're excited. They were excited to go. We've been talking about the trip for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, 7 and 9 year olds
they're leaving the country.
Yes,
yeah.
Sit in this car for 6 hours. You know, and with minimal room to move. And just, you know, be cool. And
no chance.
No, not at all.
Everyone rode together, so your brother rode by himself.
Yeah, my brother rode by himself.
That's best case scenario. Right
best
there.
Case scenario. Probably was best for all of us that he rode by himself. And I think he tried to coax one of the kids or Molly to ride with him, and they were, no.
We know better than
no,
that.
That would
you.
Be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why would we do that?
We know who you are.
Just because your seats have air conditioning in them.
Yeah, why?
The seats have air conditioning in them?
Oh, yeah.
For 70,000.
I'd be freezing.
They have heat
after
and
6 hours.
Heat or air.
The heat sounds bad, too. Like you get mud butt when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the steering wheel, I think, gets hot, too.
You got to bring napkins with you.
I think it talks to you and it's like, hey.
So he didn't even need someone with him. He had a steering wheel that was chatting with him the whole time.
Right, right. So we get down there, and it was about... See, we got there at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was still 90 degrees outside.
It's awful. Why did you do that? Why did you go there?
We wanted to go to the lake.
Okay.
But the whole time we were there, heat index was like between 110 and 115.
Awful.
That's hot.
Temperature was, you know, in the 90, mid to upper 90s every day. So, you know, luckily the camper has air conditioner. But, like, during the day, it didn't really do anything except keep it from being, like, an oven. You know what I mean, you would go in there and go,
well, I'm not dead.
This isn't much better, you know. But then you go outside and you go, oh, it's so nice in there. The kids, like the whole time, like they never once complained about it being hot. Like,
that's
you know,
good.
We had a spot right on the lake, and I'll show you guys pictures later on. But I mean, you know, 3 steps and you're at the water. You know,
I've seen pictures of a lake before, Blake. All right,
and we had perfect sunsets and stuff every night. As soon as we got there, you know, they don't want to help put anything together. They just want to, you know, do something. So we let them start fishing, and Garrett caught a fish. Second cast, caught a bluegill. Not, you know, nothing big. Super excited. Didn't catch anything the rest of the 4 days. Eli didn't catch a fish at all.
Jeez.
The whole time.
Oh.
Fish are boiling in that water.
We saw lots of turtles, but I mean, you know, and the fish were jumping out like right in front of them, like, you know,
taunting them,
breaking the water.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. And
he
so.
Jumps.
And so, yeah, I mean, my brother is a big fisherman of the family, so he was basically on fishing guy duty. Like, he would change their rigs, he would fix it when they got hung up, and he would change them, you know. And me and Molly kind of, like, called him, like, the vacation nanny, because he was doing really well with them. You know, he, like, took care of a lot of that stuff, so I didn't, we swam. We rented a pontoon boat. Molly hated that. Molly was...
What's a pontoon boat?
A pontoon boat is a big square flat boat like that you can fit like 400 people on, and it doesn't really go that fast. I mean, it goes fast, but not that fast.
Oh, it's like for old people to have like pool parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or lake parties.
She was not having it at all.
What's wrong with it?
She didn't trust... She said it wasn't that she didn't trust me. It's she didn't trust everybody else in the lake and then the big barges that would come by.
Because
it was connected to Cumberland River, so there was barges. On,
barges were passing through the lake there, huh?
Well, yeah, we were in like the lake was kind of like a cubby, and then there was the river.
Huh.
I
have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been planning this trip for months, and the thing that I was most excited about, because you had like a map of the campgrounds on your fridge
yeah.
was the big ground pillow. Did you visit the big ground pillow?
The big ground pillow, to me, if I was an insurance agent, I would say there's no way that I'm covering you guys. It was the like the
what
most
is the big ground pillow?
It was the most dangerous thing I've ever seen. It probably was 50 yards wide.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it probably stood from the the ground to the top. It was probably 6 foot.
Oh, really?
So, it domed, mm-hmm. And it was just like a big trampoline, but like a pillow. Like, it was all one piece. And there's kids just bouncing all over, falling on their necks, and just,
oh my God.
Their arms. It was just crazy. I was like, I'm always like, come on and get out here. I'm like, why would I do such
a
thing?
It sounds
awesome.
You're
like, I'm going to crush a child.
Right. I'm going to crush a child, or I'll just crush one of my bones.
Yeah.
Because I have a tendency to be very... clumsy. So she was just sitting on it because she's about as coordinated as a billy goat. And so she was just sitting on it. And so this drunk guy comes over. My son and Eli are on here. They're bouncing around. She's sitting on the middle of it. And this drunk guy just comes up and gets on it and starts bouncing like super high to where Molly is like bouncing down the hill of it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why you got to be an asshole?
So you didn't get on it at all?
I got on it, and I felt very unsafe. I felt very like I see an accident waiting to happen, and I got off, and I said, you guys should get off as well. But
did you feel at all like, oh, I'm 40, and I'm on a trampoline? But like, this is for kids. Did you feel that way at all?
Okay, no,
good.
Not at all.
Good.
They had life-size chess.
Like, okay.
It was huge.
Big
chess pieces. The kids did that. Miniature golf, swimming pool. They had a huge inflatable, like, water slide.
Out in the middle of the lake?
No. It was on the land. It was, like, a big, huge inflatable. Like, at the end of it, there was a pool of water. And then this thing was probably, like, 6 stories up.
Jesus.
And when it was one of those blow-up things.
Yeah.
So it's not like it had, like, stairs. Like, you go doop-da-doop-da-doop.
Yeah.
It had, like, rubber, like, blocks that you had to climb up. And it was super high, and Eli got on it, went down, and he screamed, I thought it was great, and he slid into the water. And it was one of the things, like when you're sitting on it, the top of it, the slide, you can't see the slide until it goes outward.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that steep.
Nice.
I did it. I had a good time until I bashed up my elbow, but that was fun.
On an inflatable
Well, because at the end of it, there was a pool, like an inflatable pool.
That's what would do it.
But underneath the inflatable pool, so... Since it was a stationary and they just blew it up every day, it was stationary. They had a bunch of rocks, like it was like gravel rocks were like the bed of this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like
to like keep it from floating away
or just to keep it from like tearing up the grass or something. But basically if you went fast enough down this slide and like if you hit the bottom of that thing and raked your arm, you're raking it across. Like,
ugh,
rocks.
You biff it on rocks.
But it was fun, though.
It was fun. It was a good time.
So no, everything went off without a hitch. Everyone had a perfect time. No accidents, no problems whatsoever.
Let's do
the news.
yeah. Well, I'll tell you one more story.
Uh-oh.
Two stories. So the last night we were there, my brother has his iPhone out. And he's like, oh, it's going to rain tonight. Blah, 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 blah. And Molly's got her radar out. It's going to rain. Blah, blah, blah. Fine, it's going to rain. We are prepared. It rains every time we go camping. This is not anything new for us. Put everything underneath the Easy Up. Folded up, put it underneath the Easy Up. Put everything underneath the awning. Went to bed. Hadn't started raining yet. Then about 2 o'clock in the morning, Molly starts shaking me. And she's like, wake up, wake up. It's storming out. It's super, super windy. And I'm like, I didn't hear any rain. I'm like, what? And... all of a sudden, the whole camper just went woo, 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 back and forth. Back and
everyone's
forth.
In the same camper.
Everyone's in the same
all
camper.
All 5 of you.
Right. It holds 10.
Yeah.
So, but it was just like woo, 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 shaking back and forth. I was like, okay. So I go to open the door. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I open the door, I just see my awning getting ripped off of the camper.
Oh.
It like completely just ripped off and it lands on the car. And then I see my, an Easy Up is, right?
Yes.
I just see that getting mangled just in this, like, 70-mile-an-hour wind. No rain, just, like, tornado wind.
Jeez.
And there was nothing I could do. I just shut the door. Because I didn't want to rip the door off, too. I just went, shut the door, and then Molly's freaking out. And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so my brother's out there getting all his, you know, $300 fishing poles and bringing them in and stuff. And woke up the next morning, everything, you know, those two things were gone. So
Didn't that happen, like, one of the last times you camped, too? Like, your tent fly away or something?
Yeah, when we went to that that music festival, the tent flew away. It was so cold we couldn't sleep in it.
Man, you need to like get the power of the wind or something, like get some sort of good mojo going on.
But
with
I'll
the
tell
wind.
You what, like I think it was partly it was just really windy, but part of it was that we were right on there on that lake, and I there was nothing blocking it.
Yeah.
But also, like, I looked up at the clouds, and it was, like, the freakiest-looking clouds I ever saw. Nice. Like, I kept waiting for it to start downpouring. And finally, when we threw everything inside the camper so it wouldn't blow away, and I went right back to sleep. Like, I think it maybe sprinkled a little bit. It didn't even rain.
Huh.
Clouds are scary.
Yeah.
They'll
so then,
tell you what's going
on. Yeah, about 3 hours. And so there's another 6 hours at home on Friday, and
any more tooth loss?
No tooth loss. We stopped at Metropolis and went to Superman Museum and took some pictures with Superman. And then about 2.5 hours away from home, it started pouring down rain.
Of course. We can't get enough here in Central. Mm-hmm.
Right. So
they're really greeting you. Welcome home.
Yeah,
We've been raining a lot.
Welcome home. I know you got to park this camper and put a tarp over it, but guess what? It's going to pour rain on it for 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. So me and my brother had gotten along. We never get along. Got along all 4 days.
Wow!
Everybody got along. He didn't tease Molly too much. He was really great with the kids. Then we got home to park that boat in the pouring rain in my camper, and he just became an asshole, and I became an asshole, and that was it. I told him to go fuck himself.
Your two assholes could go opposite directions.
Well, you know what a chuck is? You know, you chuck tires. There's little blocks you put under the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's pouring down rain. I got my glasses on, and so there's water all over your glasses, and he's like, do you need this chuck? And I said, yeah. And he threw it to me. And it hit me right square in the nose.
Oh, geez.
So I'm trying to park this camper and put this tarp over this camper in the pouring rain. And blood's just coming out of my, like, coming down my nose.
Oh, geez.
And Molly and the kids are sitting in the car. And I'm like, don't get out of the car. Stay in the goddamn car.
And then a tooth fell out.
Another tooth fell out. So.
The last time you're working with your brother like this, the trailer dropped on your toe.
Last time we went, he broke my toe.
He's a real son of a bitch.
He started at the bottom and he came
all the way
to the top.
It's like
he
Drake.
He was such a nice guy.
He pulled a Drake on your body.
He really did.
Drake on my body. So yeah, that was. We've decided that we're not going to do any more than 3 hour trips with the kids. No more than 3 hours away.
I would decide not to do anything with your brother again. That's just me.
Oh no, that's a fact. That's never happening again. Like, and he had, you know how he has his boat, right? So he took his boat all the way down there, and I finally convinced him on Wednesday. We got there Monday. Finally convinced him on Wednesday to put it in the water. And then he put it in a slip overnight, overnight. And then we took each of the boys out for maybe like an hour each. And so he probably used that boat for a total of like 3 hours.
Seems worth it.
Took it all the way down there.
So four times, and now four times in 3 hours.
Right.
He's used the boat.
Eli loved both boats. He loved the bass boat because it was super fast. And he went early in the day, so it wasn't as hot. And he loved the pontoon boat. He just stood in front of the pontoon boat, holding on to the rail, just saying, "Onward!" as we were going, while his mom's going, "Be careful, be careful." So
that's exciting.
It was a good trip.
It was a good trip.
Sounds
minus
great.
The nose scabbing.
Yeah, it was more the awning. So,
it began with blood, and it ended with blood.
Right, exactly.
That's beautiful.
Blood on blood.
The bookend of blood.
Real family.
I called the insurance company today. It's covered under
acts of God,
something like that. And so my deductible is like $100. I think a new awning getting put on is like $400. So
boom, saving.
But we got to hurry up and do it because we got to go camping again in a week and a half.
Of course you do.
Of course they do. Because that's how we roll. I thought those were really boring stories.
We'll add in some sound effects later, and it'll sound awesome. Like people slipping on banana peels and like springs.
I had to wake your sister up three times.
I'm glad we had such good news about your trip, and now I have some interesting news from across the world.
Yes. Across the world?
Ooh, across the world.
Are we international?
Oh, let's do international stories then first.
Okay.
So,
in international news.
In international news, a man hid a marriage proposal in a crossword.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that sweet?
Unless.
Yeah. Or is that not sweet? What are your thoughts?
Unless your wife, either A, has never done a crossword puzzle in the newspaper, or is just not a good speller.
That'd be a bad way to propose then. You think you know beforehand not to put it in a crossword puzzle if she was illiterate.
Or like you give her the crossword, like, oh, here's today's crossword, and then like you find it like 3 weeks later and stuck in a book. You're like, that's what happened.
Right, right. I was listening to a podcast today, and they were actually talking about like engagements and stuff. Like everybody's engagement story, like every time a woman tells an engagement story, it's always like, and he was being an asshole, and we were, you know, in the Hawaii, and it was the last day, and blah, blah, blah. And then he gave me the ring, and it was wonderful. You know, like, it's always that whole story always starts out like, he was an asshole all day long, and then he, you know, he finally gave me that ring. You
that
know?
Sounds like how this story ends. Oh. What she said to it.
I was giving it away.
But, this guy, his name's Matthew Dick, and he said, with help from the London Times, he created a crossword to ask his girlfriend to marry him. So one across, it started out, pretty Welsh girl, thought not to be all there. And then the answer was her name, which Yikes. Is Delis. But I was like, only a certain girl would be okay with you like insulting her right before you're about to ask her.
A girl named
Delith. Delith, yes. A Welsh girl.
Spell it.
D-E-L-Y-T-H.
Yep.
Delith.
That's exactly the way I would not have spelled it.
Right? It is a bizarre name. But then the other one was, will you marry me in a rude way? And then the answer was proposal. But he didn't actually give it to her and allow her to do the crossword. What he did was he showed her the crossword, and then he just brought out the ring. So he's like, look here. Look at that one. Pretty Welsh girl.
That seems stupid.
And then he's like, proposal.
What a waste
that
of time.
Dude seems like a pussy. Like, he knew that she wouldn't be able to finish it.
It's like it was for him. Like, yeah. He obviously liked crosswords.
I love crosswords. I love doing them. I got to ask this girl to marry her. I could be creative and do something she wants me to do. Or I can just do something cool that I like.
Yeah.
Heather, how would you like to be proposed to?
How would I like to be proposed to?
Right.
I know the ways that I don't want to be proposed to.
All right, let's go through those.
Well, I don't want it to involve food.
Okay.
Because
like you don't
want to
bite into a cupcake and choke on a ring?
Yeah, no, I would not like to. But I have no idea. But in some like simple way, with a very simple ring, that would
you don't
want a
flash mob?
No, I don't want a flash mob. Ooh, actually, that would be kind of cool.
That would be
a flash mob
cool.
Would be very cool.
Not like flashes in a bunch of trench coats with nothing underneath it kind
Ooh,
of mob.
Ooh, yeah, no, not that kind of mob.
Okay.
Unless, like, one of them just has it, like, on their, like,
on
hip
their,
or something. I don't know. They have, like,
then,
a chain around
right?
their belly.
But only then? Then? Is that the only way?
That's the only
way. Okay. You would marry a guy that had a chain around his belly? And
Maybe.
A tattoo around his belly button?
Check it.
If it was really funny, then I might be wooed by it, but probably not, I suppose.
Really funny flash proposal. Okay.
My one, when I proposed to Molly, mm-hmm. it didn't quite go the way I wanted it to.
Your flash proposal?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was a flash. It was kind of flashy, actually. We were at Muddy Roots, mm-hmm. and the Calamity Cubes were getting ready to start their set, and I jumped up on the stage. And all of our friends were there from all over the country, and I thought, oh, that's going to be awesome. And she instantly said, get down from there. And I'm like, hold on a minute. She's like, get down. She thought I was going to be staged. I don't know. We hadn't even started playing music. And then I proposed to her, and she didn't say yes. She just said, get down from there. And all of our friends are like, woo, you know, and the Cubes are, you know, they made a couple comments about it, you know, because... And then, you know, but she's so worried about getting me off of that, you know, the stage. So that's how I proposed to that wife.
Every girl's dream come true.
Aw. And so what she said about it was unique and he's smart. He's such a smart ass. And it was such a sweet and geeky way to do it.
Sounds like a real nerd.
I think he should have put a little bit more effort into it for her.
He put effort into it. Just
well, yeah,
effort
for himself.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most certainly.
Men are pigs.
Ugh. Well, let's hear about one that
Did
got
you say
hospitalized.
Ugh?
I said,
like, ugh. As in men?
Huh? Oh, I was just going with what you were saying, man. You said it first. But let's find out about a man who got hospitalized now. So, two hiking men in Oregon were attacked by a beaver, and one of them is currently hospitalized. What?
They were attacked by a beaver?
They actually
or a
were
a band of beavers.
Well, they were hiking, and then they stood on a beaver dam, and then that beaver attacked them. And a very rare beaver attack, but they were standing on his house.
Right. If somebody's standing on your house.
I was going to say, yeah.
There might be a
beat around,
down.
Right?
Yeah.
Beaver stands on your house? What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're going
to I'm going to take a picture and put it on Instagram.
First of all,
yeah.
Selfie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I would suspect there would be more than one beaver in that dam.
I bet there would be more than one beaver.
How big
this
are
is
they?
Literally the only blurb. But
how big is a beaver?
I'm going to guess like a foot and a half. That feels right.
All right.
I feel like,
hip.
Yeah, and I think
smaller
maybe
than a
like
badger?
A foot.
Smaller than a badger, you think?
They feel like the same animal to me. So
well,
I don't know.
They got that big flat waffle tail, though.
Oh, right. Yeah. They got like a cone going on at the end.
So,
like a honeycomb?
Yeah.
So did they say why he was hospitalized? Like what happened? Did he fall? Now, is it one of those things where the beaver bit his face or did he like fall off the beaver's house?
No, it just
water?
Happened. So maybe it's sensitive and that's why they didn't put it out there.
Oh,
but they didn't put it out there.
They didn't release that.
No. Just that one of them is hospitalized and one of them is not.
Blake, how do you think you'd fare against one beaver versus a band of beavers?
A band of beavers, I think I wouldn't have a chance at a band of beavers.
Yeah.
They're cunning, they're
teeth.
Quick, they have huge teeth, and again, the big, huge waffle tails. But
do
I
you think they'd go for it with the waffle tail?
Oh, yeah.
Anything at their disposal they use, anything.
They'll like throw sticks at you?
Oh, yeah.
Because animals do amazing things. Because the last couple animals nights, Eli's been watching a lot of these Air Buddy and
they talk to each other.
These golden.
Yeah, Air Bud.
Yeah,
oh.
But there's a whole season. There's a whole series. There's
space buddies.
Yeah,
snow buddies.
This one dog is playing baseball and like, oh, got to help my owner get to be better because she's horrible.
No.
Oh, well, I'll feed a pitch. I'll feed one of those pitching machines. Mm. Oh, but. You know what? Now she wants to practice pitching because she couldn't catch a ball 5 minutes ago, but now she wants to pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep catching the ball with my mouth. I'm going to pick up a bat and start hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Why not? My gosh, that's insane. Amazing.
I tell you what, if I was out in the wilderness and I stood on a beaver dam and one of those things came out with a goddamn Louisville slugger at me,
oh,
I'd be hitting the bricks pretty hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hitting the sticks.
Beaver has always
Beaver
has always been my nemesis.
Oh, really? You're not a fan of beaver?
Oh, I love beaver, but it's always been my nemesis.
Gotcha.
You have like a fearful respect for them.
No.
I don't think you're getting it. But
oh. Okay.
Okay.
I'll keep it in mind though, in case beavers come up again.
Write down beaver.
Oh,
Blake. Put beaver and
beaver.
Blake. And then you'll
beaver and Blake.
How does a woman's vagina look like a beaver?
I think the big waffle tail.
Oh, I just got my waffle tail removed. Yeah.
That happens when you become like. There's a ceremony for that, right? When you get it removed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's robes. There's a blood sacrifice. We had Eli's tooth there.
Yeah.
Someone lost a tooth after it started bleeding.
A virgin tooth.
From a virgin child, which would pretty much...
It constitutes a virgin tooth.
After all this...
That's fine. You're really enamored with that, aren't you?
I'm glad I did not remember that's a euphemism for something other than just a fun little animal.
Do you want to go through euphemisms for vaginas real
quick?
I don't. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's all do one.
Okay. Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. Gutted Ewok.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Blake.
Beaver.
Okay, very good. Next story.
All right. A man was arrested after a... Let's see. Okay, sorry, bad sentence. A man was arrested after stopping to eat biscuits after robbing a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Don't always take a snack like a granola bar with you if you're gonna rob a bank. Take a couple granola bars, a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Put it in a fanny pack.
Exactly. If you planned a bank robbery, you need to plan what you're going to do about sustaining your body.
When you're planning a bank robbery, don't just plan from when you get to the front door to when you leave the front door. There's a lot more that involved in it.
If you take nothing away from this show, it's how to properly nourish yourself after committing a felony. That's right.
Yeah, but he went into this, Shane Lindsay, he robbed a Western Pennsylvania bank and ran toward a restaurant to ditch his coat and hat. So he had that plan in place. He was then lured by the biscuits and cops and just sat down and ate. And the cops saw him on the surveillance go into the restaurant. And they went there to follow up and found him in one of the booths eating a biscuit.
This is in West Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if...
No,
like,
it's in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Western Pennsylvania, though.
How do you get lured by a biscuit?
That's what I would love
I've been lured by a lot of biscuits in my time.
We're not doing euphemisms again.
Put Blake Biscuits
down. Yeah, write Blake Biscuits down for later.
Blake Biscuits.
I'd love to think that the Western Pennsylvania police, like in an emergency when they have nowhere else to turn, they get out a little biscuit stand in hopes of luring the criminal to the stand.
Are they just like a car air freshener that's just biscuit? They just drive around with our windows down?
That's right.
It's the Lindsay lure. Shane Lindsay was caught by it, so they're going to call it the Lindsay lure now.
Will they? Is that what they're going to call it?
That's what they should call it.
I'm on board.
Did he have biscuits and gravy or just biscuits? Like
biscuits was the word used.
You got to put gravy on that shit.
I'm guessing if he sat down and ate, he probably did put gravy on it because otherwise he'd have been like,
do you think he got his biscuit before they came and got him? I mean, did they let him sit across the street in their little patrol car and like wait till he got his biscuits?
They came in and he was just sitting there like a great little biscuit friendly present. He was just already sitting in his booth with eating his biscuit.
Huh. Did he have like a big bag on the table with a dollar sign on it?
I don't think so.
Like, that's him.
They didn't confirm that part of it.
He had the little mask just around his eyes, like the Lone Ranger.
It's been a long day, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
That's the lady that works at the biscuit place.
Wow, you eat a lot of
the angry waitress.
Good job.
The angry waitress.
Flo.
Oh no, Cheryl is the kind lady that sits at the cash register and she's like, "How was your day?"
Oh, it was good until, I smelled these biscuits. I had a plan, and now I
had to come in here and get
them. I was lured by a biscuit. I get lured by biscuits.
Lured indeed. Well, you'd have to ask Shane Lindsay how it happened.
Here's the thing, Heather. None of us are going to ask him. We don't know him. We don't know how to get in touch with him. We're not going to ask him how he was lured. It's up to speculation at this point.
That's very okay? true.
You know what I wish? Those guys that broke out of that prison, I wish that the cops would have thought, hey, let's just put some biscuits around places.
Bingo. And,
but instead, let's spend $1 million a day trying to track down these hoo-has.
I am a huge fan
and then shoot
of best practices. We need to spread these best practices all over the country.
Yeah.
And if that means getting some biscuits out to, follow your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think we have stumbled upon yet another moneymaker for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Have the IBWIP biscuits.
We've been lured by the biscuit.
Yes, and we can go all of the police stations and say
and sell this.
We see here your crime rate right now is at 32%, which is an all-time high
correlation to biscuit scent in the area.
If you buy 7,000 pounds of biscuits from us,
right?
We guarantee that your crime rate will dramatically drop.
Yet another moneymaker for IBWIP.
Yep. And as you can see, we're sitting in my studio, which is my kitchen. So obviously it doesn't work too good. Are you good? You got them? Good job.
I am good.
All right, let's biscuit in some music here. This is Highway 104 by El Coondog.
Mystery tag.
Now you read the mystery
tag. This is the part where you read the mystery tag.
Sorry, guys. All right. Doing this show is a great chance to hang out with friends, goof around, and on a weird level, really get to know one another. And if we happen to talk to Hulk Hogan or slip in the word cunt a few dozen times, so be it.
Nice. So be it.
Same old thing, the same damn thing. It's driving me insane. I'm spinning around this old town again. I got the hammer down around the bend. I keep on trying, but I can't ever win. Oh Lord, I'm high on highway. Well, I'm always living lonely. I ain't got no place to go. There's nothing left in the kitchen except a dried up chicken bone and chicken bone. Lord, I'm all alone. When I drink my beer for breakfast, I had whiskey for my den. I broke down by the river, so I shot the old truck again, shot it up again. Yeah, that's a shape I'm in. Spinning round this old town again. I got the hammer down around the bend. Well, I keep on trying, but I can't ever win. Oh, Lord, I'm high on Highway 104.
Thanks, El Coon Dog. Lots of love, Jason, here for IBWIP. Talk about contacting the show. We do it every show, don't we, Blake?
We do it every show. We talk about it. We nurture it. We make it very plain and simple.
Things are happening. There's a little bit of contact. We'll take it. I just want to tell you all about legendary singer Cynthia Ann Stephanie Lauper. She once and only once said, "Girls just want to have fun." And while I hate to contradict such a prolific poet and songstress, boys too want to have fun, Cynthia. So I'm here today to unite the genders and offer a simple, effective, and perhaps most importantly, a free way to have fun, and that's to contact the folks at IBW.
Oh, yeah, we have a good time. Hey, Justin Chambers contacted the show.
We love Justin Chambers.
We had a great time with old Justin Chambers.
Old. Not that, he's not that old.
No, it's O-L apostrophe.
In the scheme of things. Yeah.
That's on his Facebook. It's O-L apostrophe.
Older than I thought.
Older than you thought? Mm-hmm. It's, and the ballad of old Justin Chambers isn't over yet. There's going to be some... You'll hear from him again. We work hard shucking and jiving for you guys every week, providing free content. We want to hear from you, boy or girl. Leave a comment on IBWIP.com, Facebook, or Twitter, and subscribe to the show on iTunes and YouTube for new content every week. We work hard so you don't have to. Right?
I don't work hard.
Heather and I work hard, so Blake don't have to.
You guys work hard. I have not worked hard at all. And we're going to do something here that's going to make you not work very hard. You want to get the best vape juice possible.
I do.
Oh, I always want to get the best.
All right. It's obvious. There's only one place to go to get some of the very best, and that is Rocky Top Vapor and Shocker E-Liquid. Use promo code IBWIP20, and guess what you get?
What do you get?
Like probably 2% off, which is pretty good. Maybe 3% off.
20%, 20% off.
No
way. Yes, I'm not lying to you. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Get right out of town.
So go over to Shocker E-Liquid. We've reviewed their stuff. You can go on our YouTube page and check out that review. And also, that was the one where Dustin sang to us, the Shocker one.
He's got a good voice.
And then...
that was lovely.
Audio Fog, which is my favorite line. It's what I've been doing mostly for a long time now. So
buy their shirts. They're really soft. I was wearing mine the other day. I look fantastic in it.
Yeah,
the best bed shirt I've ever had.
Bed shirt? What's a bed shirt?
Just a shirt you wear to bed.
You don't wear it proudly to the clubs when you go dancing?
Well, I haven't gotten to a club. How can you wear it to bed? Dancing, but what do you mean? How can you wear it to bed?
Yeah, I mean it's not.
Well, I put it on.
It's not long.
And then I sleep in it.
That's not long though. It's not. Wouldn't cover up your
Wouldn't
cover up your beaver.
Jesus. Do you have bed shorts? I would imagine.
No? I mean, no.
Okay, you know what?
But
let's hear about Audio Fog.
No.
No, but check out RockyTopVapor.com. 20%. I don't think it's just... I think if you get the shirt, I think if you put promo code IBWIP20, you get 20% off that shirt. It was American Apparel, and supposedly...
Good shirt.
I'm not rich, but supposedly American Apparel is good. It's comfy. I wear my Shocker E-Liquid. I don't wear it to bed, because Molly just wouldn't keep her hands off me.
It's that
she has
comfy.
Trouble. She has trouble right now. Like she just walked in.
She didn't even make eye contact.
Disrupted.
With you.
She made eye contact with each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. A young lady that she doesn't even know. She smiled, and made eye contact with her husband, who she lays with every evening.
Biblically,
no. She's like, I don't care. So check them out. Definitely get that 20% off.
Get it.
If it's a dollar, guess what?
Twenty cents off.
You're really bad with math. You're really bad with math. Every time we do this, yes.
Am I?
she said if I ever deceived her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, cause she's stuck at the trouble I'm in. And she's gone, 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 gone. Cry, I won't bring her back. Oh, did I cry faster? That train flies farther on down the track. Well, if I only knew where to find her, I'd crawl there on my hands and knees. Each tick of the clock's a reminder that she's 1 second farther from me. And she's gone, 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 gone. Cry, I won't bring her back. Oh, did I cry the faster that train flies farther on down the track. When I lost the heaven I found, she warned me she'd leave and she left me before my first tear hit the ground. And she's gone, 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 gone. Cry, I won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down the track.
Wow. And that was She's Gone, Gone, Gone by Josh Morningstar.
And Josh Morningstar is our featured guest on the new episode of the song Inside and Out.
I heard it.
It's good.
I heard it. Yeah, you guys were talking about Hank, right? Your love of Hank and how you're going to get together on a later date.
We're gonna get together and do a Hank powwow.
Dug into a song. It wasn't this song, though, right?
No, that was just another one for you guys to check out. But it's a good interview. He's a great guy, and we've been planning to have him on the show forever and a day, and so we finally got it lined up. So,
and what's the name of that podcast again?
The song Inside and Out. You can get it on iTunes, subscribe, also Stitcher, and if you're really lazy, it's on IBWIP as well.
Go there, check it out. Dig into your favorite songs by your roots.
Just dig it.
Artists. Dig it.
I think I have something for you, Heather.
But I see your true.
Lauper seem like she's like perpetually 12.
I was talking to Molly when I was editing that fabulous intro, and I thought to myself, I said, was this song better when we were younger? Did she sing better when we were younger? This is not a new release, like remix version. I was like, did she sound like a cat being dunked underwater?
It was just so unusual, is what the what it was.
Yeah. To tie that around, Captain Lou Albino. Remember?
She Captain was Lou Albino.
Her and That's Captain right. Lou Albino.
It was Captain Lou Albino.
It was an episode that you were on before.
You have to be an old man to get these references.
Right.
So that intro is our new song, our new game.
Yes, a new game. So it's called It's Just True. But the whole idea of it is I'm currently potentially looking for a new job, and so I had to decide and look at my skills, and I've seen all these quizzes and things like that out there on Facebook and BuzzFeed and everything, so I decided to make my own quizzes to help you guys out, find out skills and things you can take away from in life and show your true colors.
You made your own quizzes?
Like, I made my own quizzes, but don't worry, it's true.
Are these scientifically accurate?
Oh, you know.
Okay, well let's just dig right in. I'm
so
excited.
Our first quiz is going to tell you the method of payment that you are,
yep.
Which is an important thing for everyone to know. So the first question that I have, you're gonna get three choices, and then you're gonna say a. You can just say what the answer is, or whatever it is.
Can I say 1, 2, or 3?
1, 2, or 3 works as well.
Okay, good.
Is there going to be a score at the end of this?
Depending on what your answers are,
right,
it'll tell you the kind of method of painting
very
that
scientific.
You are. Oh, yeah.
Very scientific.
I've tested it.
Hey, could you
hypothesize?
Could you tap your sister on the shoulder and wake her up? It's unsafe. It's unsafe for her to be hanging her head off of the table like that.
But, yeah, so let's just get right into it. And if you have an answer that you think is better, I'll just decide what it sounds closest to and then give you that one.
Okay.
All right. So your first one is, what's your favorite animal? You have A, a dog, B, a potbelly pig, or C, a cat?
Dog.
I don't want the same answers. I want to be a different form of payment than Blake, so I will say a cat.
I know that's not true.
What's
is
that?
It? You take a cat over a potbelly pig? Mine would go dog, potbelly pig, then cat.
I don't know. I think, can you teach pigs to poop in a certain place?
Sure you can. You can house train them.
You can?
Yeah.
And we'll stick with my answer.
You stick with a cat? All right. So the next one. Where would you look for a handheld blowtorch? A, your shed. Yeah. B, Menards. C, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Ooh. You go ahead first.
Ooh, well... It was, we say Menards?
Menards, yeah. Choose wisely, because this will decide.
That's whole, yeah, I get you. I don't have a garage, first of all. Second of all, I have a lifetime ban at Menards. I cannot go back to Menards for reasons I'm not going to get into on this podcast. So I assume you don't find torches in beds or baths, but somewhere beyond, I'm sure there is a torch. I will go ahead and take that one.
For creme brulee and all that.
Oh, absolutely.
Little handheld blowtorches.
Yeah, your gay parties.
Yeah,
you have a lot of creme
my
brulee.
My homosexual fest that I have. Well, creme brulee.
I'm going to say Menards.
You're going to say Menards?
Yes.
All right. So, and what's the best hand signal? A, a peace sign. B, a rock on sign. Or C, flipping the bird.
Oof.
Man, I have my answer already.
Go ahead.
The rockin' sign. That's like the best one. It's like it doesn't offend anybody. It says, "Go on, girl."
Come on, is that there what that
I thought it said "rock on," but
no.
Go on, girl.
He's right. He's
I
right.
Like it.
It is "go on, girl." That was the original purpose. Of that. I will side with you on this one and say the rock on sign, because it means. People would say it's like you do this. It means like the devil worshiping, and then other people would say like it means love and sign language. It's just this guy. I'm an efficient guy. I like things that have multi purposes. I'm gonna stick with.
Also,
them.
You
want them to be a little mystery,
a little gay
as to what's going on.
Just wanted,
Okay, so the next one is where if you could have a destination wedding, where would your destination wedding be? We have A, Branson, Missouri.
Ooh.
B, Cancun, Mexico, or C, Toronto, Canada.
I'm a Yakov Smirnoff guy. Take me to Branson.
Ugh. I thought that you might say that. I actually put that in there just for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm going to Canada.
Going to Canada?
Yeah, now that I have friends there, like if you would have asked me that 4 years ago, I would have said, I'm not going anywhere near Canada, but they love me there now.
All right, we got two more questions, and then we will find out your guys' fate.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Are you going to tell us all the possibilities at the end and then tell us what we are?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And then I'll read the description for the two that you guys are.
Thank you.
What do you dip your fries in? Now, this one has a possibility. There's the three condiments, ketchup, mayonnaise, and mustard. Mm-hmm. But if you guys use more than one, I'd be more than happy to mark you down for both of those on this one.
I
thought about this ahead of time because I was conflicted.
Right. As soon as you ask the question, I'm like, there needs to be seven answers to this.
Yeah.
But I only, there's only one for me.
What does that answer?
Well, mine would be mustard and pepper. Like I put pepper on them, and then I put different mustard.
It's pretty gross.
Don't judge me. you're in my kitchen.
You're a gross human being. When I was a kid, it was always ketchup with French fries. But ever since I saw the movie Step Brothers, and Will Ferrell has his special sauce or his whatever fancy sauce, it was I think it was mayo and ketchup.
Yeah.
So catsup and mayo for me.
Ketchup.
All right. Yeah. That's what I used to do when I was a kid too, and I'd like swirl it all around. I'd eat it with hot dogs that I cooked at the microwave.
Nice.
I dated a girl when we both worked at McDonald's, and she would dip hers in mayonnaise, and that was disgusting to me. But I had sex with her anyway.
Oh, okay.
It was actually the first time I had sex was with that young lady.
Very nice. So you got some of her mayonnaise.
Hey, you're not a guy.
Another
you can't
good
say
story.
Stuff like that.
It's another good story.
Shit.
It's another good story too.
So I can't wait to hear the story about you going on a blind date to a Mudvayne concert. Can we hear about that sometime?
Sure.
All right, last question. What makes you sad? Or the saddest, I suppose.
Boy.
A, loneliness. B, farting in public. C, failure.
What's the last one? Failure?
Failure. They're all very personal fears.
Yes.
Or sad. Sadness.
Mine's not farting.
I did it while we were here.
Yeah.
So. It's already happened.
My family is a farty bunch.
Really?
For real. And every time I go on vacation, like around here where I live, I don't fart in public. But when I go on vacation with my friends, I am farting as loud and as often as I can.
Because nobody knows you? Or
yeah.
He just like wants to let them know he's there. He's right. Like a beacon, right. Like a cowbell.
It's probably like, well, like he's just dropping his scent. You know, you're on vacation. You don't know what could happen. Some nice young lady could come by. And
she follow my musk like yeah, like this.
Exactly. Like breadcrumbs.
Like a biscuit, perhaps.
Right.
For me, it's not farting. I won't say failure because I like being lonely. I like being by myself.
What about you, Blake?
You're good at it.
I'm good at it?
You're good at it, too.
Hey, in a few months, I think you'll be good at it, too.
All right.
I'll be moving in with you. You're the only friend I have.
Joke's on me.
Yeah, you're the only friend I have. So move over in that twin bed of yours. Daddy's coming home.
We're bunking up.
Mine is failure.
Very simple.
I hate failure. I hate to fail. I'm always afraid of failing. Every time I do this show.
He's in a constant state of fear.
Just forever like crouching on the precipice of it all. Okay, so you both actually got the same thing.
Ah, nutsack.
I know. But
even with the mayo ketchup combo?
Even with the mayo ketchup combo.
That's because we're best friends.
It's because we're best friends, I think.
So I hope you like this. So the other two options that you could have gotten were cash.
Boo.
Or personal check.
Boo.
Who's got cash or a personal check?
What is
you know what
a
you guys got?
Check?
You have credit card.
Yeah.
You are a credit card.
That's right.
You probably okay. So here's what
the full
you know the facts have to say about this. So you're probably a narcissist.
Yeah.
You want to have the best, so you provide the best.
Yep.
With a catch, you are generous while waiting for the return. You probably give rides to people and in return ask them to help you move an IKEA entertainment center, which ends up wasn't even assembled, so then they have to spend the whole morning at your shitty apartment listening to Duran Duran and missing their softball game. You probably bought them a really classy watch for Christmas, though.
Yeah.
So that it's is, a give and take with you.
That's oddly specific, but...
It's very accurate.
Oddly accurate.
Very accurate.
I have Duran Duran Rio on repeat at home right now in my shitty apartment, so...
The well, science
you
just
nailed it.
It can never can wow. never mess up.
Wow.
That was incredible.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're a couple of credit cards.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Just a couple CCs hanging out.
I'll be Visa.
I'll be Diners Club.
All right. So we got one more quiz. And this quiz is talking about what kind of silverware are you?
Oh, I know. I know this one.
Duh. It's obvious.
Butter knife.
All right.
Spork.
So why would you be dancing? A, because you are lord of the dance. Mm-hmm. B, because you're on fire. And C, you're in a dance-off to make your friends laugh. So why would you be dancing?
Me, lord of the dance. My middle name is Michael Flatley. So
that's a good one.
A given.
Good call on your mom's part.
She's a wise woman.
Mine is dance-off with friends. I like to dance. I'm horrible at it. I have no rhythm. But yeah, I mostly dance to make people laugh.
Have you ever engaged in a pants off dance off?
That was the best show.
Actually,
is that a show?
Do you want to hear?
It was a show.
Do you want to hear a quick story?
Is it about mm-hmm. Mudvayne and a blind date?
No, it's about dancing with my pants off.
Yes, I do want to
at
hear
the
about
Mudvayne
it.
Blind date.
Back in the day, there was this
mid-80s.
This nightclub called Chantilly Lace.
What was it called?
Chantilly Lace. And it was my alcoholic hangout. And one time I got on top of the bar in my underwear and was dancing.
Coyote Ugly.
But wait. You think, oh, that's a perfect story. That's funny. Ha ha. I can just imagine that. It's not over. So they have the wall, you know, where they put pictures of people, you know, from the bar. Well, they put that one up there, which I have no shame. You know,
yeah, why not, right? Own it.
Yeah, exactly.
Take pictures next to it.
Everything I own, I own. The thing was that it disappeared. One time it disappeared and it was gone for a couple of weeks. Now, this is a bar that I went to every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And nobody knew where it went. All the regulars, the bartenders, nobody knew where it went or who took it.
Someone had to know, right?
The person who took it.
Yeah, them. They knew.
The perpetrator.
So She brought it back.
She?
You knew?
She brought it back.
Were you there?
Yes, I was. I was there. Yes. She brought it back and tried to stick it up there without, you know, being very subtle about it. I, being the lurker that I was at the time.
Gumshoe.
I was like, huh, that girl had a picture of me naked. So I went up and said, hey, you want me to sign that for you? And then we proceeded to have sex.
All your stories ended that night. Sex.
Yes, we did.
I'm going to call bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit.
That is the weirdest smooth move ever.
She
had it for weeks.
Why did she have it?
She never really said why she took it. She just liked the picture, she said.
I would probably, like, if I had to choose, I'm going down this road to find out why you have it, and it might turn her off to where I don't have sex, or I could just have sex with her. I'd probably want to know why she had it.
No.
I would forego sex to know why she has a picture of me in my underwear, coyote ugling up the bar.
And how she stole it from a bar.
Right, all that.
It was very creepy. And come to find out, the small amount of time that I spent with her, you can tell that she was the kind of person that would steal a picture from a bar
and then return it
she was very creepy. She was very creepy,
huh?
She takes a second to be a good person.
You are a salad fork.
Takes a while.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad it all worked out and your picture is back in its place.
Sorry,
I'm glad for all the sex you had.
I used to have a lot of sex.
Let's find out how you guys could have more sex.
I used to not have this humongous belly.
That doesn't help anything.
No,
I'm
the
sorry,
humongous belly with sex.
No,
belly sex.
Right, the
belly sex.
There's the alto sex. Yeah. There's the tenor sex, and there's the belly sex.
Beaver belly.
Band of beaver bellies.
Band of beaver bellies.
All right, bullshit. Let's get the next question.
I want to know if I'm a fork.
All right, next question. What would you watch on a first date with your man?
Can we change the answer?
No, we cannot.
Okay, there's a reason for that.
A, B, and C.
Well, no, it just makes it more specific. Guess A. We have Friday the 13th, B, Halloween, C, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Jason, what movie would we watch?
You and I, if we were together, I would probably say Halloween. I think that's the best of those.
Yeah, that's
movies.
The all-time, like, that's revered as one of the groundbreaking horror movies.
Nightmare on Elm Street sucks.
And it wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween?
She was in Halloween.
Yes, mm-hmm. Then that's the one we're watching.
I love that it became a date
two
between
gay
you two.
Men. Love Jamie Lee Curtis.
What were your expectations going into that question?
It was just any man.
It could only be that, right?
Your man, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess it's very true, though.
You said your man.
Your, yeah.
Yo, man.
That's beautiful. This is a beautiful moment. This was just as beautiful as you guys kissed. That was
awesome. It really was
such a
good
moment.
Red Hot Dynamite. So we both agree Halloween?
Yes.
All right.
And where will you go when you die, and how will you get there? Hell via highway, heaven via stairway. Castle on a cloud via dreams.
I like to think that a lot of times Molly tells me I'm going to hell, but a lot of times I think when my time comes, I'm going to walk up some stairs, and God's gonna be like, you know what? You probably weren't the most appropriate person, but you were funny, so come on in. So I'm gonna say, stairway to heaven.
Stairway via heaven. Stairway. Or heaven via stairway.
Yeah, I just did a copyright thing. So, yeah, stairway via heaven. Or heaven via stairway.
There you go.
I was Remy in a community production of Les Mis.
I'm so happy that you know it.
So
then.
I will go to Castle Clouds.
Why do you always have to try to show me up with smart stuff, like knowing
just,
stuff?
Do you want which is better, if I go first or second?
First, because you're not showing
me. I'm not going to throttle myself for you, all right?
And that's why our relationship doesn't work.
These are my true colors, all right? They're shining through.
Really getting to the nitty-gritty now. Okay, we're in the second half of the last quiz. Okay, and what's the best pizza topping? I went very broad here. We got A,
bologna,
cheese.
Bologna.
B, meat. C, vegetables.
Meat.
Vegetables.
All right.
You know what meat is? Meat's just, it's always just, it's salty. And savory, that's it. But with vegetables, you have all these different, you have a cornucopia of flavors.
See, there he is again, cornucopia.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. What the fuck is a cornucopia?
Is it necessary to say, after I go, meat, is it necessary to go, vegetables have a cornucopia of texture and flavor? Yeah,
you can just think of a cornucopia as like a waffle cone full of vegetables. That's what a cornucopia
looks
like.
Are you the yin or are you the yang for us?
I don't know the definitions.
I think the yin is the calm one, and the yang is like really active.
Which one?
I think yin is like the calm, meditative one, and then yang is like
which
really
one's
active.
The gay one?
You're calm. You're calm. You're calm. I'm not calm. I'm hyper.
We're the yin yang twins. How about that?
Right. There you go.
That's that thing, right?
You're the yin to my yang.
The yin yang twins.
The 12-year-old
I think
thing,
so.
Right?
There was okay. something. So there's what's? Something. But let's find out what your favorite craft tool is. What's your favorite craft tool? A. Stickers. B. Wood. C. Glitter.
Glitter. The herpes of
crafts.
Crafts.
Yeah.
Can't pick that
Can't
one.
Can't pick that one. For everyone who's paid attention to this show for the past year and a half, everyone knows that glitter is the herpes of crafts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
and Jacob is madly has a phobia of it. Wood, wood, stickers or wood or what I got left?
Stickers or wood?
Stickers.
Simple crafts.
Stickers.
I'm going to go wood because I'm a tongue depressor fan. Oh, I said depressor. I'm sorry, Blake. Is that three syllables? Is that?
All right. What are you going with?
Stickers.
Stickers.
Wood.
The tried and true.
There's no way we can have the same answer this time.
No, we better not.
All right. Which would you drink for $20? A, a cup of shroom tea. B, a cup of vinegar. C, a cup of curdled white Russian.
What's the shroom tea?
Shroom tea. It's like tea with, like, I imagined like an ounce of shrooms in it. So you will be taken on a journey, to say the least.
Am I with someone that has done shrooms before?
That's up to you, man.
Well, I don't know. I
you're with the guy who's going to pay you $20. So some guy that's like, do it,
if,
do
if
it.
If there's
I'll
a guy that has mushroom tea, I don't think I trust him for $20.
Well, this isn't.
I'll do the vinegar. I'll do the vinegar. I'll do the vinegar. I'm a pussy.
I have a problem with my refrigerator, as is well documented. And so I keep getting curdled milk, and I read up on it, and I think curdled milk is okay. Yeah, I think you can drink it still, but I think it's wildly unappealing, and I would never do it. And I don't like vinegar. I don't want that. So I think it's – what was the first – shroom tea? I'm going to go with shroom tea.
You're going to go with shroom tea?
Yeah.
All right. So we have come out with two different answers now. Yeah.
Credit cards.
So let's find out what – you're a spoon, Blake.
Ooh.
So let's find out the personality. So you are a friend to all and know no aggression. You can be found frolicking and pondering, and you probably handle junk work no one cares about.
It's like – it's like you know me.
That's beautiful. In your basin-like heart, you can hold a lot of feelings that you share with people around you by shoving it in their face hole.
Did you say basin or bacon-like?
Base hole.
Basin-like.
Okay.
Basin?
Or bacon-like. I mean, you could shove that in their face hole. I'm sure
spoon.
They wouldn't mind.
You can longer burger some bacon together and hold some water.
You know what? I'm good with that. I'm at one with that.
That's a great
spoons
way to say it.
The unsung hero of liquids. Who else is going to handle the liquids?
Right.
A fork?
Not
I don't think
a
so.
A knife? Good luck with that, surgeon.
I think not I am a spoon should be your mantra when you do yoga.
I am a spoon.
I am a spoon.
I am a spoon.
All right. And Jason, you're a fork. The charismatic one of the group. You might be a sociopath with the way you are able to keep composure. You take big tasks, skewer them, and deliver them to your face hole in one bite.
Yeah.
Don't let the little peas of life get you down. You were made to stab the big meat. Don't stress out about the little stray worries. Keep forkist.
Hey! What do you think?
I think everything I hear is going through a gay filter right now, and it just sounded really homoerotic. Did you write all these?
I did write all these.
Now, very good.
Is that like... Did you actually have descriptions to the other ones, or is this just...
I did have descriptions
so
to the other
ones. So you
have
unread descriptions?
Yeah. We could put it online, and people can find out for themselves that they already didn't listen.
We can do that. We can put the tests out online for our listeners.
I can go online and see if I can.
I know how to do that.
Sweet. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
We'll
I have a pretty good idea. How about I'm going to go forth in my life now after taking this
quiz. Hey, I'm very impressed.
Credit card report. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true.
It seemed a lot better in the 80s. Like, if you're making out with somebody, I think this is probably a good song. But, like, when you're just, like, editing it for a radio show, not so much.
Did you have to listen to it way too many times then?
Oh, no. But I had to find a place that, like, this song, besides that, like, that hook, the rest of it, she's just like...
But she was like a pop singer who dressed up punky.
Punky,
right?
Yeah.
But she wasn't like a real punk.
No, it was like Punky Brewster. Like, you know what I mean? For all you old folks out there that remember Punky Brewster.
When are they going to bring that show back, huh?
If they were smart, they'd do it tomorrow.
Jason.
We got another new segment. Here, hit that theme music. I can't wait to hear what you came up with.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. A finger of fudge is just enough until it's time to eat. It's full of peppery goodness, but very small and neat. A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
A finger of fudge? What is that?
It's a commercial from like 1960s.
How did you cut? Did you just Google that?
I just I went
finger
to,
of fudge.
I went to YouTube and I went to YouTube and searched fudge song, and that was the second
that's
one.
That's so
up.
Good.
Wow.
So I was like, that seems perfect. I don't know what the bit. I don't know what the bit's about, but it has the word fudge in it. So
yes, the new bit. Well, we've all heard of the game Fuck, Marry, Kill. Oh.
Yep.
Sorry. Should I not say that?
It's rough.
We're way past R.
I thought we were trying to get away from blue comedy. But
well, I'm just. These are the facts.
Okay.
It's where someone says three names, usually celebrities, and then everyone takes turn declaring who they would fuck, who they would marry, and who they would kill.
Yep.
And you have to assign only one of those to each name. It's a stupid, quick, fun party game. Sometimes has unexpected and hilarious results.
Oh, well, then that's perfect for our show, because the show is A, funny.
Well,
and B, hilarious.
I don't know.
Again, could you wake up your sister?
Now, it's a fun game, but that's been done. So in the interest of keeping it moderately fresh, IBWIP presents its newest game, Fudge, Marry, Kilt.
Oh, okay.
So it's a take on this game, party game. In Fuck, Marry, Kill, there are no wrong answers, but in this game, there are definitive answers. You must each take turns deciding who loves fudge, who's named Mary, and who wears a kilt.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
Okay.
Pretty easy, hopefully entertaining.
It's going to be people I don't know.
Are you guys?
That's the way you are. You like know the names of every comedian, movie star, and I don't know any of them.
What do you want me to do?
Him your brain.
Okay.
Give me the opportunity to Google image each one of these questions.
There you go.
The first one is going to be a warm-up round that you guys will do together just to get a feel for it. So I'm going to name the three names, and you decide who loves fudge, who is named Mary, and who wears a kilt.
Okay.
Are you gonna say that their name is Mary, and that's how we're gonna know their name is Mary?
I cannot give you any clues.
How are we gonna know who we're talking about?
Oh, I'm gonna read the names, but I can't give you any clues on how you will make your answer.
Okay.
The first person is Mary Tyler Moore, Melissa McCarthy, and Sean Connery.
Sean Connery wears a kilt.
Oh, he definitely wears a kilt.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's what I'm going with. Mary Tyler Moore's name is Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Melissa McCarthy.
Loves fudge.
Loves fudge. That's a little...
Fudge, not vaccination.
Sizist, maybe?
Fudge, not vaccination.
She doesn't vaccinate her kids?
Nope.
What?
She's one of those?
Hold on, you're talking about Jenny McCarthy.
The same person.
Melissa McCarthy is the hilarious actress.
Oh, the
Jenny
fat
McCarthy.
One that loves fudge who thinks she's a lot funnier than she really is. Okay, yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about? So funny. We just came to odds just now.
We're going to be at odds on the next show, too.
How okay. different of a dating show would MTV singled out with Chris Hardwick have been if Melissa McCarthy was the co-host of that?
Oh, that would have been so good. You're out of there.
I'm assuming she wasn't as big by back then, and she wasn't lazy.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
She just lost a lot of weight, you guys, because she stopped focusing on her weight.
The magazine is somewhere around here.
Gluten-free fudge is what I heard. She kicked the fudge.
So how do we do?
You guys nailed it. Okay.
Boom!
But that was an easy one. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So I have...
What's going to work? Teamwork.
I'm gonna name the three names. I'm gonna go Blake, and I'll name three different names, and I'll go back and forth. So you each have three different names. All right, Blake. Next one here: Mary J. Blige, Robert Carlyle, and John Goodman.
Okay, John Goodman loves the fudge.
Okay,
he was also did a very good job playing Babe Ruth. Mm-hmm. Mary J. Blige. His name's Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that person's name?
Robert Carlyle.
Robert Carlyle definitely wears a kilt.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. You nailed it. That's all 3 points. Very good. What? What? You think this is a joke? You think this is funny?
Think this is a game?
You think this is a game? You think we're playing a game on a podcast in your kitchen?
No. Okay.
Heather, Tilda Swinton, Kevin Smith, and Mary Steenburgen.
Okay. Mary Steenburgen.
Steam Urchin, right?
Steam Urchin.
Mary Sea Urchin.
That's such a good name. Mary Sea Urchin. She is definitely the one with the name of Mary. Kevin James is the man who loves fudge. Can't imagine him in a kilt. And I can't even imagine the last person, much less remember their name.
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. Yep, she's wearing kilts.
I had sex with her.
It's funny because...
Do you have a story about that? Yeah. She stole your picture. She's the one that stole your picture off the wall.
She was a weirdo. She looks odd, like a psychopath. The name was actually Kevin Smith, the director of like Clerks, but he is also a fat Kevin, just like Kevin James. So you receive all 3 points.
Woo-hoo.
Wow. So congratulations.
Awesome. We're like acing it.
I know.
Hold on. It gets easier. Blake, Mary Todd Lincoln, Artie Lang, and Ewan McGregor.
Okay. Lincoln's wife, right?
That's one of them.
She would be named Mary.
Okay.
Mary Jo Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
The second person, what was his name?
Artie Lang.
Yeah, Artie Lang loves fudge. Loves fudge to the point he would die. And who was the last person?
Is that the guy from the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No, it's the guy from Howard Stern Show.
Oh. Ewan McGregor.
Ewan? Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor sounds very Scottish.
Ew.
He's a kilter.
Okay, very good. Kilter. You nailed it. God. I really feel like I should make these tougher.
Yeah, maybe a little.
You're not going to get this one, though.
Okay.
Kirstie Alley,
mm-hmm.
Mary Shelley, and Doug Ray Scott.
Oh. See another one of those. I don't think Kirstie Alley probably has that much fudge because of everything that's happened. But you really have to treat yourself. So
it's a total mind fudge, isn't it?
I know. It's a mind fudge indeed. That's how she's getting it in. But yeah. So.
Wait, hold on.
I meant the fudge.
Pump the brakes.
I meant the fudge. You're
talking about that's what I thought
through
you meant.
Her mind.
Yeah, it's fudge osmosis.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the Willy Wonka commercials. Only she gets them like right in her brain.
Woo!
But so she's got the fudge. The one named Mary is named Mary.
She's got the fudge.
She's got the fudge.
Gotta get that fudge.
Via osmosis.
Okay.
And then Kirstie Alley is fudge. The one named Mary is Mary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good one. Good.
Thanks.
The last one?
He's got a kilt.
Yep. And that guy's mm-hmm. name, of course, was... we'll say it together. Doug Ray Scott. Doug, do you say Doug Racist Scott? Blake, this is your final one. Richard Madden, Mama Cass, and Lily Tomlin.
Mama Cass was Mary.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Lily Tomlin loved fudge. Maybe what woman doesn't? And the first guy's name?
Richard Madden.
He is in a kilt.
Okay, so you got 1 point.
What?
Mama Cass's real name is Ellen Naomi Cohen, and Lily Tomlin's real name is Mary Jane Tomlin.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
See, he got us all excited and sorry. Got us all too
this
confident.
Was like Orange Glad I Didn't Say Banana.
Right,
was like
right,
that
right, right.
I'm not familiar with them. All right, the last one is Roseanne Barr, Robbie Coltrane, and Abby Wambach.
Okay. Okay. Coltrane's wearing a kilt. Wambach is Mary. And Roseanne, was that the first one?
Roseanne Barr.
There we go. Oh, yeah, Roseanne. Oh, she likes fudge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she likes fudge. Never mind. She likes fudge.
She likes fudge.
Guy in the middle likes the kilt.
She's got the fudge.
The girl on the end's Mary.
She's got the fudge, and you could even put her in a wheelbarrow.
Just aww. The chamber. That's it. Perfect score.
Thanks.
You win. She good won. Job. Very good. Boy, what a great game.
That was quite a game.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. A finger of fudge is just enough, and it's time to eat. It's finger fudge. It was like a candy bar. A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. Is it like you dip your finger in it?
No, it was like a finger of fudge. Like, it was only like that big.
So
but see, I thought this was good because it's kind of Scottish sounding too, right?
It does.
Very apropos.
Thank you very
much. My original idea for the intro was take a sound bite from when Ralphie says "Oh fudge" in The Christmas Story, and follow that up by Run DMC's "Mary, Mary, Mary."
You didn't put that on the.
I thought I did.
No,
maybe I didn't. And then at the end, just me saying the word "kilt."
Well, you weren't over here, so
no. Thank you for putting anything together. I appreciate it. But I must say that. I don't want to think about finger and fudge.
Well, that was kind of my point. Is
Gross.
I think that's what guys would say to like their friends when they're like, "What happened with Sharon?"
Gave
and they're like, "Well, let's just say a finger of fudge is just enough."
Smell my finger. What's it smell like? Fudge.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jason, why don't you read us the show notes or the show schedule?
Good. Episode 203. DTF 1-0-0 is now available. Episode 204, Blake is not a bad dad, is now available. It's, debatable.
And one of those things is the other day, because we were camping, so like I didn't post that until I got home on Saturday. I didn't post anything about that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my mom sends me a text message. What is that bitch up to now? It's calling you a bad dad.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, it's the name of an episode because I hit my stepson in the head with a baseball. Calm down, Mom.
It's that bitch saying now? Good
God. Wow, strong family loyalty right there.
She truly is the blowjob queen.
She was talking about my ex-wife.
Oh, I thought she was talking about Molly.
No, she's talking about my ex-wife.
All right.
My ex-wife, number two.
Our next episode, inevitably titled Neither Snow Nor Rain Nor Heat Nor American Idol's Season 15 premiere, will be available on Friday, July 10th. And don't forget, Monday, July 6th is National Fried Chicken Day. All it says here is Google black racist joke. I'm not sure. Okay, I see what that means. Very good. Also, Tuesday, July 7th is National Strawberry Sundae Day. I've heard of a chocolate sundae, but a strawberry sundae? What's next? Taking a perfectly good piece of fruit, like, say, a banana, splitting it, and then topping it with ice cream, chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and a cherry? Get real, guys.
What's the PFTO? What was it?
That's the sound.
Okay. You just missed it, so I thought it was very important to put that in there, so why don't you read that last sentence again with the pfft.
PFT. Get real, guys.
No.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. And they will be put into our pipes, and we will smoke them. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show, because we cannot do it without all of you.
We can do it without you.
I can't.
It's just not as fun. And it's a lot more boring.
Where do you derive the most fun?
Where do I derive the most fun?
Uh-huh. Oh, me too.
Looking at Instagram pictures of boxers.
And you can't do that without all these listeners.
Right. Right, exactly. You guys keep the lights on.
Keep the dream alive.
Don't forget there's a donate button. On IBWIP.com there's a donate button.
It's actually...
Really?
We need to go on the website, and there's about 2 inches of dust on the donate button. We need to kind of clean it off so people can see that it's there, and then people can freely donate to the show.
Maybe I should take a screenshot of it, then post it on Instagram.
Let the boxer take a look at it.
Put it, post it, like hashtag boxers of Instagram with no boxers on it.
Today I posted,
be an uprising.
I posted one of my vape pics, with High Voltage, and tagged him in and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reposted it, and by the time I got home, they had like 300 likes on their picture.
Nice.
Of reposted. I had like 12.
Aww.
But I was like, but it's still my picture, so it's still IBWIP to still get out there. So
Did they hashtag you were at you in it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, even IBWAP thinks that High Voltage is someone.
And everyone's like, what the fuck is IBWAP?
Right.
They click on, they're like, oh, back.
Bad. Well, everybody, thank you very much for tuning in to episode 2743.
Nope.
Oh, 205. And thank you to Jason.
Thank you.
And Heather for basically doing this show, putting it together while I was gallivanting around in the heat.
Jason deserves the thanks, but
yes, yeah, everyone should thank me. Everyone, okay. Everyone look at me and say thank you to me.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, no problem. Whatever.
Heather, thank you. I really liked your quiz thing. That was
I'm
really
glad.
Neat.
It was fun.
Good job.
It was cool. I liked
good
it.
Job.
And
a few other ideas. So if you guys want to learn more about your true selves,
oh, I surely do.
I think it's a reoccurring bit. We'll put it in the books. We'll put it on the spreadsheet. Once it's on the spreadsheet, that means it's official.
Like that the means, Disney Vault.
Right, exactly. Heather, do you have anything you want to plug or anything you want to, any message you want to get out to the world?
Yeah, I guess. So this Wednesday, I will be at the Jukebox Comedy Club.
Which will be two days ago.
So on Wednesdays, you can see me at the Jukebox Comedy Club, hopefully every Wednesday. But it starts at 8. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of laughs. It's going to be a lot of shaking.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I don't care how bad my week is. Mm-hmm. I don't care how tired I am. I don't care if I'm missing a finger or get another third degree burn. I'm coming.
Well, I hope you're missing a third degree burn. Well, and I'm glad you're coming.
I believe this at one time was third degree.
Gross.
I do believe, but now, thanks to the Kentucky Gnats and chlorine.
Now it's
chlorine,
just a fun conversation.
Chlorine from a pool.
Big,
now it's just something that gross people
scab.
Have. Jason, do you have anything you want to plug?
Nope. I surely don't.
All right. Well, the 4th of July is tomorrow, and it's our chance to celebrate our independence from Britain. Meanwhile, IBWIP celebrates poopy jokes and robot cigarettes every gosh dang week. Good night, folks. Thank you very much. I'm sorry they talked so long.
How long was that show?
About an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Whew, that was a long one.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.